and rebound Minetti. Story of the night, Minetti on the positive side. Siegfried goes down in transition and makes the layup and one. Basket counts. Ball goes against Mason Yon. That is his third. First team foul, second team foul for Harbor Beach in this half. At the line, shooting one, Nick Siegfried. He now has 8 points, trying to make it nine as they now lead by 16 points. And the first layup is, or rebound, excuse me, free throw is no good. Rebound, Tenerife. In transition, Shelkey goes up. Basket counts, a foul, and he'll go to the line for an and one potential. Foul goes against number four, Brennan Wisner, his first. Lakers fourth. I have it as a third. And now they just put up as team's fifth.
Yes, team fifth.
Team fifth. All right, I was missing a couple there. As the free throw is good from James Shelkey, the three-point play is complete. 35-22. 13-point lead for the Lakers. Over to Nick Siegfried in the left corner, trying to feed into Minetti. He has position. Smith, one dribble, picks it up. Wisner on the give and go. And the layup's in for two. Too easy. 11 points for him. Out to a 15-point lead. 4 minutes remain in the third. Ryan Seaman at the right wing. Back up to James Shelkey, top of the key. Goes down the left side of the lane. And we have an offensive foul against Shelkey. Lowered the shoulder. Wisner flew. Third team, first against Shelkey. Here comes the slew of Lakers. James Dubes, Andrew Siegfried, Troy Chappell, Mason Pasek, and Brady Wren. All five out for Lakers.
What Coach Schwartzgruber is saying, though, is that I've got a deeper bench, and I'm going to go ahead and give some of my main guys some rest.
Troy Chappell gets the inbound against James Shelkey. Back over to James Dubes. Now Mason Pasek at the free throw line and kicks it back out to Chappell. Chappell to Andrew Siegfried. Or to James Dubes. And it's tipped. And we're going to say into the backcourt goes Troy Chappell and saves it for Lakers. 3.5 to play in the third. 37-22, still a 15-point lead for Lakers. And we have a foul against Brady Kirsch as he went in for it. And it's going to be a foul against Brady Kirsch. That's his third. Team's fourth. 37-22. Laker ball on the side.
You got to love the effort, though.
Brady Wren. Back over to James Dubes. Back up to Mason Pasek. Top of the key against Brady Kirsch. Over left wing to Andrew Siegfried. And James Shelkey steals it. Has no one in front of him for the layup. It's in for two. He's busted down for 7 points in this quarter for seven on the night. And Lakers going to be bringing back in their first strike. 3 minutes left. 37-24. Lakers still out by 13, though. To left wing, Andrew Siegfried. Nearly couldn't bring in the pass. Goes over to James Dubes down the baseline. And Mason Yon brings him out from behind. And that will be Mason Yon's fourth personal foul and Harbor Beach's fifth. At the line, James Dubes shooting two.
It should be four.
The board says three. As James Dubes' free throw is good. Here comes Wisner, Smith, Nick Siegfried, and Corey Minetti. Both teams at least with five team fouls. We know that much.
We have four personals on Mason Yon.
That's what I have. James Dubes' second free throw, no good. Corey Minetti saves it, though. Lakers still on offense. Into the corner. Brady Smith for the long two. No good. And that should be an over the back. None called. James Dubes brings in the rebound. Brennan Wisner against James Shelkey. 2.5 to play in the third. Brennan Wisner, left wing, feeds it into Minetti against Tenerife. Turns to the basket, blocked by Yon, and James Dubes saves this one. And this one goes out of bounds right in front of us, and this will result in a Harbor Beach ball. Drew Scholler replaces James Dubes. Ron Rubel in the ear of the officials, as I will say that was a clear foul, but Who am I to say? We've only watched about 36 ball games this year, John.
Well, I'm looking. If Coach Rubel wants that tee, he needs to get it right away.
Yeah,
but
he does.
Not while
That's
his
true.
Team has the ball.
That's very true. James Schelke over to Brayson Yon. Right wing goes down to the right block, pulls up. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Minetti.
All right, there
and
it is.
We have a whistle, and
there
there's the tee.
All right. Now that's a good time to take. Good bench tee to take.
Sixth team foul. So Brennan Wisner goes to the free throw line for two shots, all by his lonesome. And the first free throw is no good.
So far it's for going in Coach Rubel's advantage.
And now he has to sit down for the remainder of the game. Second free throw, no good.
It's still Laker ball, and it would have been anyways.
38-24, out by 14 points for the green and white. 2:07 left in the third.
I'm sure the Pirates are looking for a steal right here and close the gap.
And now Bob Rubel of Harbor Beach is being kicked out at midcourt. I'm sorry, officials, but you have lost control of this ball game.
Yes, they have.
If you cannot handle some ears coming in from the sideline, you do not deserve to be an official. I don't care who's playing. I don't care what the score is. This is starting to, I don't care what the outcome is.
Well, the first signal was at 3 seconds. Okay.
Drew Scholl on the right wing into Braden Smith. Goes down the baseline. And we have a out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds. Pirate okay. ball. Now the Pirates are going to have to score here.
In about for that 14-point play. 38-24, minute 50 left. Eighth turnover for Lakers tonight. Ryan Seaman in the corner, now at the right elbow. To James Schelke, top of the key against Brennan Wisner. Spins into the lane.
Whoa.
And can't get to fall. And Manet brings in the rebound. That man is a beast in there.
Wonderful player.
90 seconds remain in the third. In the corner to Nick Siegfried. Dribbling around the perimeter, back up to Drew Scholler, who resets the offense.
Now Drew's a senior. He's just settling everything down. Get the ball in the hands of Wisner.
Left wing now at the free throw line, and James Schelke gets a handle on it and is going to result in a turnover. Here comes Brady Kirsch over to James Schelke in transition. Goes up strong, can't get the fall, and you're going to say Brennan Wisner stepped out of bounds with it. It'll be Harbor Beach ball.
Now, normally what James did probably would have drawn an offensive charge on that, but I think that was a little what we call a Revlon call, a little makeup there.
Yes. Mason Yon will inbound. With four fouls for Harbor Beach. As if he can join Tenerife in the left corner. Back to Mason Yon. 1 minute remains in the third. Mason Yon inside to the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Ryan Seaman. Seaman, mid-range jump shot. Elbow extended. No good. And Julian Tenerife comes down hard and fouls Brennan Wisner. Julian Tenerife with his second. And team seventh for Harbor Beach. So we walk the length of the court. And this will put Brennan Wisner to the free throw line for 1-1. Last time to the line, he was 0-2, I do believe. He took the last free throws, right?
Yes, he did. He had a couple technicals that he shanked. Both of them. But, you know, he's got players up there in the places. And so, you know, it's a little bit more comfortable for him. He's going to go up there nice, easy peasy, and probably sink two.
Very much so. Lakers came in with an action plan, and they stuck to it, and it's showing. They lead by 14 points over Harbor Beach. First free throw is good for Brennan Wisner, so he gets a second. 39-24, Lakers out by 15 points. 52 seconds left in the third. Brennan Wisner's second free throw is up, and it's good.
If the Pirates are going to do it, they got to do it on the defensive end. We're talking about transition.
They've allowed 40 points to a team that averages 43 so far with 9 minutes left in regulation. Or to Ryan Seaman at the free throw line. Nothing there to James Schelke, left wing.
Clear out.
To Mason Yon, right wing. Screen from Tenerife. Down to Tenerife, short corner. Back out to Mason Yon for three. This one's in for three. He has seven. 13-point leads.